The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Without freedom of the press, no democratic form of government could exist.
We switch you now to London.
I'm standing on a rooftop, looking out over London.
Good night, and good luck.
Good evening from our CBS newsroom in New York.
NBC presents Chet Huntley and David Brinkley.
From ABC, this is World News Tonight. With Peter Jennings in London, Max Robinson in Chicago, and from our desk in Washington, Frank Rendell.
Good evening.
This historic legislation, the telecommunications law, will create many, many high wage jobs, will create opportunity and better lives for all Americans.
When the press is free, the people of a country are free. When the press is not free, the people of a country are in danger of slavery.
Keeping you informed with information, news, and the views of people making the news. It's the Nicole Sandler Show on NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
I'm so happy to be with you, you not crazy people. Because you got to remember that you're not crazy, no matter what Donald Trump says.
And just remember, what you're seeing and what you're reading is not what's happening.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Ooh, I was worried because what I'm seeing and reading is that the president is a racist, horny, old burger goblin who literally steals children from poor people. What? And I'm being told he's lying again. Oh, well, that makes sense, because that's another one of the things I'm seeing and reading. Every day, just like that, Donald Trump gets a little more brazen. For instance, yesterday he announced he is considering stripping the security clearances from officials who have criticized him. Now, I don't know if we've arrived at dictatorship, but we've definitely made it to dick. This
Touché.
Is... We'll get to the tater. Next comes Tater, then Tater, then Ship. As one Republican consultant said, using executive authority to punish critics sets a bad precedent. Yes, truly a bad precedent. I'm sorry. Precedent. I'm sorry. Both. I'm sorry. Not sorry.
Not sorry. Thank you, Stephen Colbert. Sorry, not sorry. He actually said that. We've been telling you over and over again that he's gaslighting you. And what does gaslighting mean? It means he says the sky is green when we know it's blue.
What you're seeing and what you're reading is not what's happening.
What you're seeing and what you're reading is not what's happening. Don't trust your eyes and your ears. Believe the line of bullshit I'm feeding you. This is what we get from this White House. They just lie and lie again and lie again. Hi, welcome to the show. It's a Wednesday. Sorry I wasn't here yesterday. I was actually in the hospital. The weirdest thing happened. It was Monday night. I was going to bed, and just as I got into bed, all of a sudden my heart started racing, and I mean really racing. And I thought, let me just lie here, take some deep breaths. It'll stop, but it kept going and kept going. And so I have this little phone app, because this has happened to me before. That's a heart rate monitor. And on Monday night, it was telling me my heart rate was around 130 or something. Normal is like, 65, 70 in there. But I somehow, I thought, I'll be okay. I'll go to sleep. And I somehow fell asleep. When I woke up yesterday morning or Tuesday morning, wait a minute, it was Monday night, Tuesday morning. My days are all over the place. I spent Tuesday night, I didn't know. It was Sunday night. Okay, so it was, I get confused. It was Sunday night this happened. I woke up Monday morning and my heart was still racing and it was worse. Every time I went to stand up, I felt like I was going to pass out. I got up to go feed Jackson, my dog, and I had to get down on the floor. I could not stand. I thought I was going to pass out. And I finally made it back to bed, and I did the heart rate monitor again, and it was up to like 144. That's like, all right, something's really wrong here. So I told David, I think we need to go to the hospital. So we did. And sure enough, when I got there, my heart rate was way high. They said it was between 145 and 155. And, you know, they did an EKG and the EKG was racing and everything. They put me in a, you know, in a one of the rooms in the emergency room. And within a short while, my heart rate came down by itself. They didn't even give me anything for it. But because it was beating so fast and it had stayed so high for so long, they wanted to keep me overnight for tests. So they did the whole thing, the troponin levels, which showed that I did not have a heart attack. And everything else was negative, but they keep you for 24 hours if you have a heart thing like this. So I was stuck in the hospital and, you know, I had a hard enough time sleeping there as it was, but then they woke me up at 2:45 in the morning to take more blood, you know, the lovely things they do in the hospital. So anyway, I got home yesterday and just rested all day and, you know, here I am. And today it's interesting. Today is July 25th. It was 2 years ago, exactly today, that I got the diagnosis of lung cancer, right? It was, you know, the couple of weeks I had gone through a bunch of tests. And that all came about with the way we found it was we thought I was having a heart attack. That's when I was still working up at the other studio and had a really, really bad day and came home and felt like I was having a heart attack, went to the hospital. It was the same kind of thing. My heart was racing, except that time that I think it's called troponin, said that I did have a heart attack, although then they sent me for an angiogram, which said I didn't have a heart attack. Whatever it was, the chest x-ray showed a mass on my left lung, which turned out to be lung cancer. So this time when they did the chest x-ray, David said, can I see the x-ray? The x-ray this time was clear, just in case you were wondering. So no, this time it didn't manifest as lung cancer. And thankfully, you know, it's only one day in the hospital. So yes, it could be worse, could be a lot worse. But I think it's just stress. You know, someone asked, did I get a diagnosis? No, the diagnosis was heart palpitations. And they put me on some kind of like a blood pressure medicine. Although my blood pressure was fine, it was just my heart rate that was so fast. So who knows? Yes, getting old sucks. Getting old and being stressed and having a madman for a president who's threatening nuclear war with Iran this time, and, you know, seeing no end to it all is enough to make anyone sick. So anyway, here I am, and we have an asshole president who says things like this.
What you're seeing and what you're reading is not what's happening.
Yeah. A lot more happened. I've got it all in What's News. But, you know, usually Gotta Laugh is with us on Tuesdays. And since she couldn't, well, she could be here yesterday, but I couldn't, she's joining us today. So let's do What's News, and then we'll come back with Gotta Laugh next, okay? But there's a lot going on in the news, so check it out.
I read the news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
CNN Tuesday night obtained audio of a pre-election conversation between Donald Trump and his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, from Cohen's attorney, Lanny Davis, in which they discuss a payment to former Playboy model Karen McDougal, who says she had an affair with Trump.
I need to open up a company for the transfer of all of that info regarding our friend David. You know, so that I'm going to do that right away. I've actually come up and I've spoken to Alan Weisselberg about how to set the whole thing up with funding. And it's all the stuff. All the stuff, because you know, you never know where that company, you never know where he's going to be. Correct. So I'm all over that. And I spoke to Alan about it when it comes time for the financing, which will be.
Listen, what financing?
We'll have to pay you. So
No.
I got.
The tape suggests that Trump knew all about McDougal's deal to sell her story of the alleged affair. The David referenced in the recording is David Pecker, the owner of the National Enquirer, who bought the rights to McDougal's story. There are reportedly a dozen more recordings that involve Trump in some way, as well as thousands of other documents the FBI seized from Cohen. Lanny Davis, Michael Cohen's attorney, appeared on Good Morning America Wednesday morning to talk about the tape.
We know that David Pecker, AMI, had paid for Karen McDougal's story, but Michael Cohen there is talking about all of that info. So is that information beyond Karen McDougal?
So I don't know the answer to that other than what I've heard from Mr. Cohen is under a privilege as an attorney. But I will say that it completely disputes the lie that Donald Trump didn't know about Carol McDougal before this conversation. Listen to the tape. He didn't say, what are you talking about? He knew exactly what Cohen was talking about. And 2 months later, right before the election, his press spokesman denied that he knew anything about Karen McDougal. If you're a Trump voter, you know what a lie is. You don't have to believe me. I repeat, listen to the tape.
But you're not denying that this could be about things beyond Karen McDougal.
There were things they were worried about that they wanted to take back, and that was what the conversation was about. You heard Mr. Trump say, yes, we don't know what will happen to this other information, but we know that Trump used the word cash, and people who use cash, Rudy Giuliani knows when he's U.S. attorney, are either drug dealers or mobsters.
Michael,
and that's the word cash.
The White House has edited an official transcript and video of the joint press conference by Trump and Vladimir Putin to remove a question from a Reuters reporter that asked if the Russian president wanted Trump to win the 2016 election. Here, MSNBC's Rachel Maddow compares the original with the edited version.
We can report tonight that the White House video of this exchange has also skillfully cut out that question from the Reuters reporter as if it didn't happen. So I'll show you them back to back here. I'll show you the real one first, and then I'll show you what the White House has posted online instead. Here first is the real one.
Options abound, and they all can be found in an
appropriate
legal framework.
President Putin, did you want President Trump to win the election, and did you direct any of your officials to help him do that?
Yes, I did.
That's the real one. Now watch what the White House has posted online instead.
Options abound, and they all can be found in an appropriate legal framework.
President. And did you direct any of your officials to help him do that?
Yes, I did.
They just dropped it out. First part of his question, President Putin, did you want President Trump to win the election? They just dropped that out. What the White House has disappeared from the official U.S. government record of that meeting, both in print and in their video of the meeting, is President Putin answering in the affirmative when he's asked if he wanted Trump to win the election.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions laughed and repeated the phrase, lock her up, while speaking at the High School Leadership Summit for Turning Point USA, a pro-Trump youth activist group.
Lock her up.
How sickening is this?
Well, so I heard that a long time over the last campaign.
Lock her up is a chant that Trump supporters used during the 2016 campaign to call for jailing Hillary Clinton. No charges were ever filed against Clinton. Trump is preparing to give $12 billion in aid to American farmers who've been suffering financially after other nations retaliated against his aggressive tariffs. The announcement failed to quiet growing criticisms in Congress about the tariffs, which the president declared the greatest. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson said, quote, "This is becoming more and more like a Soviet type of economy here with commissars sprinkling around benefits." Meanwhile, Trump continues to live an opposite world. On Tuesday, he warned via Twitter that the Russians might interfere in the 2018 election to help Democrats. Yes, Donald Trump's gaslighting of America continues, as he said clearly on Tuesday while speaking to veterans of foreign wars.
What you're seeing and what you're reading is not what's happening.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.
This is a huge, huge issue.
And we're talking about it. The Nicole Sandler Show on Progressive Voices and NicoleSandler.com. And now, it's time for the Nicole Sandler Show segment, Shooting the Shit with Laffy.
Yay! I know it's Wednesday. She's usually here on Tuesday, but I wasn't here yesterday, so she's here with me today. Hello, gotta laugh.
Yes, you've reached the Trump all caps hat hotline.
Okay.
I couldn't even get that out. I am so hot. Okay. Not hot looking. I'm talking about hot weather.
Gotcha.
Okay. Press one if you think Trump uses all caps because he likes to brag. So many people are saying, I have the biggest, most beautiful letters.
Yeah.
Thurp, thurp. Press two if you think Trump uses all caps to compensate for his teeny tiny hands and other undersized body parts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Press three if you think Trump uses all caps because he's so stupid that he doesn't know how to turn off the caps lock. Have a nice day. It is 1,000 degrees outside in California,
yeah,
just so
well,
you know.
You know, welcome to my regular world.
Yeah.
Except
well,
we have humidity here.
You know, it's humid here now.
Is it?
It's been humid for about a week because
wow.
of something going on down south. So I kind of know how you feel, not 100%, but I'm getting the, you know, getting the idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot and muggy here. But just for you, I still took Hamilton for a walk to poop him out before
aww.
The show. So there you
aww.
Go.
How's little Hamilton doing?
He's not so little anymore, and he is so good. He
aww.
Is the best dog.
Good.
I absolutely love this
aww.
Dog.
Good. I'm glad
yeah.
to hear that.
Yeah.
There, you know, we have to take small pleasures where we can get them these days because things
you're
are
not
nuts.
Kidding.
Yeah. So, yeah. So it's been an eventful week here so far.
It's just been nonstop. It's been one thing after another. And then when the tape broke last night, you know, that's monopolized the headlines. And right now, as we speak, they're grilling Pompeo, in Congress. I don't know which committee is this. I don't even know.
I will tell you in a second because I have it. I had it in my, it's the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
Ah, okay. So mm-hmm. it's the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. All right. And there was a tweet that I noticed that when I put it out, and I'm trying to remember exactly what it said, but he basically said, hey, Russia, no on Ukraine, which surprised me. He came out strongly. But let's see if
yeah,
I can find it.
Yeah, that Russia will never annex Crimea. Is what he
yeah,
said.
Yeah, here it is. Right. Exactly. Pompeo says, we'll never recognize Russia's annexation of Crimea, demands Ukraine territorial integrity be restored. That really, now I don't get surprised that often. In fact, I have a whole thing about on Twitter that I repeat constantly. I hate when people rely on the phrase, are you surprised? I'm not surprised.
Mm-hmm.
What, does that surprise you? I mean, to me, it's a stupid default question and it's meaningless, but I am truly surprised. I mean that literally now that that he came out and said that.
You know, here's the thing about Pompeo. I am sickened that he's the Secretary of State. That
mm-hmm.
said, I'm not as sickened as I would be as I am about, say, Jeff Sessions being Attorney General. Because
yeah,
at least
yeah.
Mike Pompeo, he may be an asshole, and I disagree with his stance on just about everything, but at least he's got a brain. He graduated
right.
at the top of his class at West Point. He went to Harvard and Yale Law School or something like that. I mean, the guy is smart. So at least he can counter some of Trump's stupidity. But
right.
he's a warmonger and I don't agree with him on anything, but at least he's got half a brain.
Exactly. I mean, you know, when we first had Trump get into the White House, we were all, well, I wasn't, and I don't think you were, but so many people were saying, oh, at least he's going to have, you know, grown-ups in the room that'll put a check on him. Well, that didn't work out so
nope.
well.
Nope.
So now he has a bunch of loons like Bolton in the room.
Yeah.
But we do have to rely now on somebody like Pompeo, who at least has a functioning brain. Yes.
Right. And
at least some background.
At least Mattis is still there because there are those still saying it's going to be up to Mattis probably to stop him from launching a nuclear attack on Iran.
Right.
You know, I saw on one of the shows last night, they were showing Trump's tweets throughout the Obama administration when he kept saying Obama's going to, you know, launch a war
right.
against Iran. Because so he wants to win the election because his poll
right.
numbers are tanking. But for all these reasons to prop him up, Trump was saying he's watched Obama's going to declare war on Iran, which just makes me think, OK, so this is his fallback position. And when he knows that his world is falling down around him, he'll declare war on Iran.
Right. That's what he's been. You know, at first we thought it was going to be North Korea.
Right.
And now we've got Iran. And so who knows? You know, he may not. Like Lawrence O'Donnell was saying, he will absolutely not do that. But let's use it as a talking point. That was kind of, I'm really boiling down what he said to the mm-hmm. bare bones. But I don't know if he would actually do it or try to make it seem like he'd actually do it.
I don't know. I don't know. I put nothing past him. The only thing is,
right,
I'm hoping that he's just too chicken shit to do something really stupid. That he'll realize, although I don't think he realizes the magnitude of anything he's done. I think he thinks it's all a game. It's all a TV show to him.
Well, it's also whatever occurs to him at the moment emotionally. I mean, he is a reaction type person. He responds to things and has emotional outbursts and then acts on those emotions. So we really don't, I mean, he has no policy about anything. His policy basically is everything that Obama did, undo it.
Right.
And everything that gets under liberal skin, undo it. Then gloat about it.
Right.
Then beat his chest and brag about something like his electoral college win, which he always gets wrong.
Yes.
And that's pretty much it. So whatever he does, it's just a spur of the moment feeling. That's how he tweets. That's how he talks. That's how he answers questions. And when he's given something to read off a script, which he can barely do because he's an idiot and illiterate, he will read it off the script and then add spontaneously something that embarrasses, that everybody has to scramble.
Well, like the last time when he tried to correct himself from the press conference saying, I said would and it should have been wouldn't, which is complete bullshit anyway, because it didn't make sense. Oh, that's a double negative. Oh, fuck you. Double negative.
Yeah,
give me a break.
Exactly.
And that was enough for people like Marco Rubio and, you know, his other apologists. Oh, he explained it. You know, he corrected himself. No, he didn't.
Oh, of course not. But anything that he said to act as if he were correcting himself is always enough for the Republicans, because, yes, they get a little panicky and they start coming out with a few mild little, oh, he shouldn't have said that. And, oh, no. And they wring their hands and they sweat a little bit. And then he comes out with some half-assed, not even an explanation, but just like, I'm going to say this to make it different from what I said yesterday. And then they all jump on the bandwagon and go, phew.
Yeah.
Well, now we're okay.
Yeah,
okay.
we have an excuse.
We can carry on.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because they need to get another Supreme Court justice in there, and then they need to do something else, like get another tax GOP tax scam is what it is.
Yep. Yeah.
Or whatever is on there, another religious whatever. Something theocratic, and then they're happy for a while, and then they'll get mad at him for a while, and then they'll do something else stupid. So that's pretty much our cycle these days, along with every day there's a new scandal.
Yep. Well, having the that audio tape come out, now I'll be honest with, I mean, I played a clip of it in What's News. I still don't really know what was said in there, other than the fact that he obviously knew about the payoff and knew that the David Pecker from the National Enquirer was part of it.
Okay, what one of the legal analysts said was this tape on its own, if you just isolate it, it's nothing bad legally. It may be bad politically, but if you put it in context with everything else that's been going on, and that he lied, and that it could possibly be breaking campaign finance laws or this or that, whatever other laws they mentioned, then maybe there's something. So it's not a good thing either way. But it could be part of a puzzle that we haven't seen all the pieces to. That's all.
Right. And it shows that with Lanny Davis going on Good Morning America today, I mean, it shows that Michael Cohen has indeed flipped. So, I just want things to happen quickly. And unfortunately, nothing is going to happen quickly in this whole.
Yeah. Unfortunately, with legal issues, you know, you have to make sure you've done everything correctly, accurately, dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's and all that, so that you don't lose your case. So the reason, with Mueller, the reason it's not going quickly, I think maybe his obstruction case is pretty much done. But with the other one, he's going global with that.
Yep.
He's got to track down people globally. So it does take time. And after he tracks everybody down and gets all their quotes and testimony and can, you know, get his evidence, then he has to put it together in a way that people can understand it and that will win a case. So it does take time.
Yes. And in fact, you know, as much as they're complaining that this has gone on so long, it hasn't. When you look at how long Benghazi went on, that was over 2 years. This is just over a year. So in the arena of, you know, investigations like this, it hasn't been going on that long.
No, absolutely. It hasn't. The reason that we feel that it has is because there's so much damage being done, and it's irreparable in some cases,
yep.
and it'll take, you know, decades in other cases, that we wish it would go faster. So it's like, you know, when you're taking a long road trip and it's 2 more hours, the 2 hours can either fly by or it can be slow as anything, depending on your perspective. Well, that's where we are with this.
Right. And it seems like, I mean, every day feels like a year. When you say the press conference with Putin just happened last Monday. It was just a week ago.
Right.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything is sort of sped up and slowed down at the same time. And it's like, I hope I can do this noise right, but it's like the old Warner Brothers cartoons where you'd see the cartoon character like Bugs Bunny doing a triple take and you go, I, you know that.
Yep.
Well, that's what this, it's like every 2 seconds we're going, I, and looking around and going, what?
It's this.
The heads would spin. Your head will spin.
Your head will spin.
Your head will spin.
As I say, that's the only thing he ever said that was true. Our heads are spinning.
Anyway, you want to head off to Tweetland?
Let's do it.
Welcome to my tweet spot.
All right. So the Twitters have been buzzing.
Yes, the Twitters. Okay, I have a few from today. It wasn't a big, the last 24 hours, there weren't all that many tweets. Sometimes I can't keep up, and other days I'm like, come on, give me another one, guys. So I have a sort of a potpourri. First of all, there was a headline, federal judge rejects Trump effort to stop lawsuit alleging he violates constitution
yes.
by doing business with foreign governments, which you probably covered and I didn't hear.
Nope, I didn't, because it broke after I finished What's News.
Oh, okay. So it's the emoluments clause
yes.
we've all heard about,
yep.
Which bars federal officials from taking payments and gifts from any, quote, king, prince, or foreign state. And this is from the Washington Post. So so we got a ruling. This isn't a case. We didn't win a case yet, but it's a ruling. And as Norm Eisen, who is part of this case, has said, oh, we won. That means we won. You know, so he won a ruling, which is good.
We won a ruling. I mean, basically, they said that the case against Trump for violations of the emoluments clause can go ahead.
Right.
Right.
That's he's saying. He,
yeah.
He's saying as first person, we won.
Oh,
a,
okay.
You know, we won because
gotcha.
he filed. So he's part of this emolument. There are several people involved with these emoluments cases. He's definitely one of them. So this was a win for him personally. So and meaning us.
Right.
As a
gotcha.
As Americans.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Yeah,
there's
sorry,
more breaking good. News that just happened in within the last hour or so. President Trump, here's the quote. The president believes that the next bilateral meeting with President Putin should take place after the Mueller investigation is over. So we've agreed that it'll be after the first of the year. So Putin's visit to the White House is not going to happen
right.
This
right.
fall.
I have two tweets on that one.
Okay.
I'll do them now since you brought that up. That's
okay.
Perfect. I'll make sure I don't have three. Nope, I only have two. One of them was Daniel Dale from the Toronto Star. You know,
mm-hmm.
I have a big news crush on him.
Yes.
And he said, recap, Trump gets mad about coverage of Putin summit, orders Bolton to invite Putin for second meeting. And then they announce second meeting. Putin's like, dunno, that's a lot of commitment. Sorry. Second meeting is delayed indefinitely. They blame Mueller. And then Empty Wheel, our friend Marcy Wheeler,
mm-hmm.
said, confused, does Bolton mean the U.S. president or his handler? And that's in response to the president believes that the next bilateral meeting with President Putin should take place after the
uh-huh.
Russian wish hunt is over. So we've agreed. So does he mean the U.S. president or his handler or Putin? So who pulled the strings, in other words?
Right. Well, there's something else that I read that I didn't see getting really any any coverage anywhere, which is that Putin hadn't accepted the invitation yet. They were still
right.
mulling it over. So,
yes,
you know, it may not have
right.
been Trump's decision regardless.
Exactly. I tweeted out an article on that yesterday, and it was basically that Putin was trolling Trump. He was
mm-hmm.
sort of dangling this over his head and playing him again. So, that should have gotten more attention. It did sort of slide by. I'm glad you saw that because I saw
yep.
that too.
Yep.
Okay, what's this one? Oh, this is me. This is a tweet from me because I've didn't see anybody else tweet this.
Okay.
There was a hardball guest, and I wish I could remember who it was now, but they said Manchin and Donnelly agreed to meet with Kavanaugh.
Yep.
Per the guest, Schumer isn't exactly leaning on Dems very hard. The next Supreme Court justice will be horrendous, and lives will be change for the worse in decades. Thanks, Chuck, and squish. He basically isn't pressuring Democrats to not meet with them anymore.
Well, I heard that he's giving a pass to like those two and Heidi Heitkamp because they're in red states, and you know, that's Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's Chuck Schumer.
Yep.
Not a huge fan. I think he seems like a really fun, you know, nice guy. Not fun, but you know, nice. You know,
he's little Chucky Schmucky.
Huh?
He's little Chucky Schmucky.
He's little Chucky Schmucky, and yeah, he drives me nuts. He drives me nuts.
Yep.
Okay, now what is this? Oh, okay, so I commented on this. Let me read you this tweet. This is from Tracy McElroy, and she is an investigative journalist and a researcher, and she's reminding us of a tweet from about Trump's lawyers used to always meet with him in pairs because he would lie about what was said in private meetings. And she said that's probably why Cohen taped everything, mm-hmm. in caps, everything. And I said, Trump's own lawyers knew he'd lie about what he said in private meetings. It's true. He had private meetings with Kim and Putin.
Yeah, right.
We have no idea what was said, and he's going to lie about it if he ever talks about it. So, I mean, the Russians have talked about it. They've said this happened and that happened. We don't know if that's true. We don't know what's gone on, and it's dangerous stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, it's really dangerous. That's one of the things that Pompeo is allegedly going to be asked about in the hearings today. What happened in this 2 hour plus meeting between Trump and Putin? He probably doesn't know.
Well, it says here that there's a Chyron that they just took down that Pompeo said Trump was very clear with Putin about everything. I don't remember, you know, it was vague. It was kind of a vague, like, in other words, he talked about everything that he should have talked about, and he was emphatic. I don't believe that for a minute.
I don't either. And you know what? There's no way we'll ever know because there was nobody else in the room and there was no recording made unless they, bring in the translator, which they've already said they're not.
Exactly. And Trump can say anything he wants to Pompeo about what happened.
Yep.
Doesn't mean a thing.
Doesn't mean anything.
U.S. engaged in patient diplomacy with North Korea, but won't let this drag out. That's another Chyron. And another one was that the sanctions policy hasn't changed or something like that. The Chyron went away, so I'm not getting it word for word. So all these things are being said. I want to know how they can prove it.
Yeah, they can't.
Right.
And that's the problem. And I guess it's allowed. I guess it's been done before where a president has had a one-on-one meeting with another world leader without anyone else present. But I can't imagine that it has happened very often.
It hasn't happened very often from what I've heard. And also, we never had to worry because we haven't had a completely crazy president before.
Yep.
I mean, maybe we didn't agree with presidents before, but and everybody lies, you know, politicians lie, but we never felt the need to panic about it before.
Mm-hmm. That's
so,
true.
Poof,
and right now we're in full panic mode.
Yeah, we sure are. Alt U.S. press secretary. It's one of those accounts that came to be right after the election, where a lot of people who claim to used to work in government opened accounts. And say, okay, we'll try to keep things straight here. I'm not sure if this is one of them, but alt U.S. press secretary.
Right.
Kavanaugh becomes first SCOTUS nominee to be opposed by the electorate in the history of Poland. Poland. Polling.
Poland, too. I'm sure they're against him as well.
The Democrats lead plus 12 on two most recent polls on the generic congressional ballot. Great news, but remember, the only poll that matters is in November.
Yeah, you can say that again.
So, yeah, you know, things are going our way in some polls. That's very reassuring for the moment, the snapshot.
Yep.
That's nice. I'm glad that the electorate doesn't like Kavanaugh. I'm glad that the Democrats are leading in the generic ballot. But it all is meaningless unless we actually, you know, vote. And those who can't vote or are trying to vote but are prevented – I mean, that's a big problem. Like I tweeted something out today that was, I bet you saw this, that was saying how many millennials signed up to register to vote.
Right, right.
And it was state by state. I'd have to look on my feed, but it was all like plus 6%, plus 12%, right. plus 8%, you know. And okay. I said, that's fantastic, except they better get out and vote, not just register.
Right. Well, I think they will. This time I do. I think, and everything I'm reading about enthusiasm is that the enthusiasm is on the Democrat side. That's why That's why they're saying that there's, you know, the wave is coming. Howie Klein still thinks it's going to be a huge wave, but he warns that, you know, because so many because the Chuck Schumers of the world are pushing all these new Dems and blue dogs, the Dems could take back control and lose it rather quickly because the people that we put in might not be so great. But that being said, you still need to vote for whoever the Democrat is just to take some of the power away from Trump, to put a check on him. We need This is a government that works on checks and balances. And right now there is no check or balance on him. It's all Republican rule. And if the Democrats don't take back at least the House and preferably both the House and the Senate in November, we're really screwed.
Oh, you said it. And not to mention that how many judges he's installing all over the country, which, you know, means even if we do get in and things go to court, we're going to have a whole lot of rulings against our side of things.
Yep.
You know, so we're talking about, you know, gay rights, civil rights, women's rights, you name it.
You name it.
It's just, I think I have another tweet about that coming up from yesterday. But anyway, Dave Johnson, our buddy.
Yes.
He said, he retweeted Anita Kumar, who is the White House correspondent for McClatchy. And she tweets, two Trump cabinet secretaries are keynote speakers at ALEC's annual meeting.
Oh, God.
Elaine Chao and Alex Azar. And Johnson says, corruption right out in the open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No shock there.
There.
Right.
It's like when they used to go to the Koch meetings, you know, they used to, the judges, the Supreme Court justices used to go to, who was it that used to go? Was it Scalia?
I don't know.
I used to write about it all the time. It was just infuriating. But anyway, Jake Tapper. Okay, so he this is kind of ironic. WikiLeaks, he retweets, and then I'll give you his answer ahead of time. His reply was, okay, WikiLeaks tweets, CNN publishes Trump-Cohen tape fragment. Though the recording reveals little new, its circumstances are extraordinary. Cohen recording his client with a covert pocket recorder, president's lawyer raided by police, recording seized, police or Cohen then shipping tape to CNN. This is WikiLeaks saying this.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we already know it was Cohen's attorney. It was Lanny Davis who gave the tape to CNN.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a readout from a breaking news thing from this Pompeo thing. Pompeo says he personally warned Russia of severe consequences for U.S. election interference. So it was him personally, not Trump. So that Chiron was about not about Trump. It was actually about Pompeo. So, yeah, he's a little more sane. David Itzkoff said, how was I to know that the person I hired to be crooked on my behalf wasn't trustworthy? Talking about Cohen.
Okay.
Very good. That was good. Okay, those are all I have from today's.
I have one from today from Howie Klein, who will be here tomorrow.
Oh, yay. Okay.
Howie wrote, it's 2018. Do you want to guess who America's most popular senator is again? Bonus, the most hated senator in America is still Mitch McConnell with a very sad 30% approval. Want to guess on the most popular one?
No.
That would be Bernie Sanders. His approval rate is more than double McConnell's. And this is from the Morning Consult, who does these rankings. So the quarter two rankings are out. So Bernie is there with, I think, 60, I just lost it here, 63%. Number one, the most popular senator in their state, Bernie Sanders.
And, you know, I still keep getting tweets directed to me from people who follow me for a long time, who, you know, I get along with great, who just attack Bernie viciously. And now the newest one was about how Weaver, was it? Who was his guy? Who was the guy?
Jeff
that
Weaver. Tad Devine. It was Tad Devine.
Tad Devine, yeah. About what was it, the Russian connection?
Yeah, shows up in somewhere having to do with the spy. The fire,
yes.
Right. And I don't know what
so
that's all about.
They're all now saying, see, Bernie's in on it. Yeah. Bernie's a Russian guy. You know, I mean, give me a break.
Yeah.
Please. I mean, everybody just take a breath and do some research and don't rely on the first headline that comes out and don't read into things that aren't there. I don't even do that with Republicans. When I see these big headlines come out, I am very wary of them until I get some backup on it, you know, some sourcing. So just a word to the wise. Okay, tweets. These are from yesterday.
Okay.
Nick Jack Pappas, he's a writer and an activist. He said, since 2001, the U.S. has lost around 24,000 jobs in coal. In that same amount of time, we've lost over 238,000 jobs in journalism. And Digby replied, journalists aren't real Americans, though. So whatevs.
Yeah. I mean, the New York Daily News yesterday cut half their staff.
Right.
That's really that's horrible. That's just really bad news.
It really is. It's happening all over the place constantly.
Yep.
Trunk,
who bought the Daily News, cut half the staff. And you've got a president saying that, you know, the press, the fourth estate, if you will, is the enemy of the people. He's using Stalinist terms.
It's just scary as hell, and it won't go away. It isn't going away, and all we can do is fight like hell and get the truth out there in any way that we can, and of course vote them out. Alias Vaughn, a journalist, she says, so Lawrence just worked out this is what I was going to bring up earlier, but okay. I needed the tweet. So Lawrence just worked out the actual numbers, not the fake poll numbers, for Trump's support. 88% of Republicans is actually 23% of voters, because Republicans are only 26% of the electorate right now. This is the truth. Do not confuse trolls making noise online with a majority.
Right. That's what I said the other day.
I mean,
it may be the number, the approval of dump by Republicans, that number is going up. But the number of people who will admit, who self-identify as Republicans, is going down.
Correct. And you can see, I mean, people like Steve Schmidt, who has now used, he was John McCain's campaign guy, and now he's no longer a Republican.
Yep.
I mean, that's a pretty, he was the one that brought us Sarah Palin.
Yes, he is, and yes, he is.
And he regrets it. So AP, the headline was Trump administration preparing plan for billions in emergency aid to farmers hurt by tariffs.
Right.
We've all heard that story by now. And Anna Navarro tweeted, this is so stupid. Trump created the problem, causing great distress, and now he's going to throw U.S. taxpayer money at it to fix it. Just plain irresponsible.
Right. And a lot of the farmers who allegedly will get some of this $12 billion in relief, they're pissed off because they're saying, well, it's socialism.
And some of them are just pissed off at him doing that.
As
and
they should be.
Somebody else tweeted out that $12 billion is pretty much nothing when it goes to, you know, when the farmers get money. It's not going to be all that much anyway. So, and he's relying on an old, what was it?
It's a Depression era program that's going to allow him to do this without congressional approval.
Thank you.
But the other part, Lisa Murkowski said something. She said, you know, this is only going to farmers, but up here in Alaska, we have a lot of people who work in the seafood industry who have been hurt as well, but they won't get this because they're not, quote, farmers.
Yeah.
So this is not going to fix the problem. And he's pissing off a lot of people who voted for him, who should all be kicking themselves in the ass right now.
Well, they're not quite there yet, though.
Some
That's
are.
The problem.
Some are.
Some are. Some are. I'm waiting for more, because whenever they do these, which I hate, these pre-taped packages on the various channels, we're going to go interview some Trump voters. Of course, they never interview Bernie voters, just Trump voters.
Right.
We're going to go interview Trump voters about how are they feeling about Trump? Are they mad enough yet? You know, and they're all going, no, I mean, like, I'm really pissed off, but I really still think, you know, it's good that he's getting the judges in, and I really think he's really talks like me.
Yes. I think so, too.
Burp.
Yep.
Okay. Phil Rucker of Washington Post said Trump is not going to love how many empty seats there are for his speech at the Veterans of Foreign Wars convention. municipal auditorium is downtown in downtown Kansas City is about half full. And Christina Wilkie from CNBC said, oof, yesterday VFW announced last minute that Trump's speech was moved out of the convention center and into the auditorium. Appears they couldn't fill that either.
Uh-oh.
That's really too bad, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, millions are waiting to get in.
Oh, yeah.
Millions.
Of course. The line goes around the block and twice.
It goes all the way to Nebraska. It's everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. Media Matters. They said, Ari Fleischer says the U.S. should destabilize Iran to initiate regime change. Quote, the more unstable we can help Iran to become, the better it is to actually secure peace. And then Alt-Immigration tweeted, remember when the same Ari Fleischer fuckface said Iraq will greet us as liberators and the whole liberation will last 2 to 3 weeks and it will pay for itself?
Yeah, I remember that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
So funny.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So the headline about Ivanka Trump has decided to wind down her company after deciding to pursue a career in public policy instead of returning to her fashion company, which she used child labor and sales were plummeting. And that's why she really one of my followers, Tammy313, said, Daddy, and she's being, you know, of course, Ivanka.
Sure.
Daddy, the people don't like my expensive, ugly handbags made by children. Daddy.
Yeah.
Daddy.
I guess
Daddy, can I sit on your lap?
She thought maybe that they'd be able to use the caged children that are not getting reunited with their families to make hers. And then when she found out she couldn't, she closed it down.
Daddy, can you put your brand on the cages, please, Daddy? And we can sell them on Amazon. Oops.
Yeah.
Mustn't sell on Amazon. Yamiche Alcindor from PBS said at least three Republicans are against the $12 billion farming aid. Rand Paul said it's welfare for farmers.
Yep.
Ben Sass says bailouts aren't going to make America great again. They're just going to make it 1929 again.
Oh, yes.
And Ron Johnson said, this is becoming more and more like a Soviet type of economy here.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Did he associate him with Russia?
He did.
Ooh.
He did.
Ooh.
Yep.
Well, okay then. That's that then. And then they go ahead and vote with him. So what difference does it make?
That's right. By the way, Vermont Gina, that I always still see vagina when I look in the chat room.
Me too, I do too.
She said, for Ivanka Biz, someone said the silver lining is that at least no Americans lost their jobs. No, apparently there were 18 Americans who worked for her clothing company that lost their jobs.
Is that right?
Yep. Yep. She went to Trump Tower yesterday to thank them all for their great work.
I want to thank you. I want to thank you so much because my hair is perfect and I have a big bust line and I walk like a robot. Thank you. Thank you guys so much. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Yeah.
See you at the unemployment line. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never done her before.
That was good. She's a little more whispery.
A little more whispery.
A little more breathy.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to hyperventilate if I try to do her that way. Michael Bromwich, a former U.S. Assistant U.S. Attorney, said this would have been the teachable moment for Attorney General Sessions to tell his high school student audience that its locker up chant was inappropriate.
Instead, it would have.
He repeated locker up and giggled. The nation's chief law enforcement officer. Shameful.
It's disgusting. It is so disgusting. Wait, here it is again for those who maybe missed it.
Locker up. Well, so I heard that a long time over the last campaign.
You said, Laffy, in the chat room earlier, it sounds like he's drunk. He does sound, he always sounds drunk. But, you know, for him to react like that, this is the Attorney General of the United States who's laughing about trying, you know, a chant to lock up one's political opponent. There's never been charges filed against her. There's no reason to lock her up. And he should have corrected them.
Of course, in a normal world. It says Trump and Jean-Claude Juncker reportedly reached deal to ease U.S.-EU trade tensions.
Okay.
Okay, then. But, yeah, the Department of Justice is supposed to be independent of the executive branch.
Yep.
It's supposed to be independent of everything. And so for him to have commented at all in any way was inappropriate, but to do it this way was despicable.
And these are high school kids. He should have, Michael Bromwich was absolutely right. The teachable moment. He should, any respectable attorney general would have said, now hold on, we don't do that in this country, you know, but.
Of course, but that's true of all of his cabinet.
Yep.
His cabinet never, you know, nobody in his cabinet, not implying the DOJ, but his cabinet, but I'm saying all of his people. Everybody who he's hired, everybody who he's appointed, nobody will stand up to him. And if they do, they get fired.
Yeah. Well,
and then they get smeared.
Yep. Yep. Or they get smeared and they don't get fired.
Right. Yes. Like Sessions.
That's right.
So Abby Phillip of CNN said, this from Trump today perfectly summarizes his message to voters. Just remember what you're seeing and what you're reading is not what's happening, which you said. And then Rogue White House senior advisor added, right, it's a lot fucking worse.
You know, when I first heard that, I heard that clip sometime during the day yesterday on TV, and I did a double take. So did he just say that?
I know.
It is. I mean, again, this is going to have a permanent place on my wall next to this.
And God bless the United States.
Just to laugh when I hear that. But this.
What you're seeing and what you're reading is not what's happening.
I mean, that's right. Just plain Orwellian. That's, you know, what the party says and does is, you know, I mean, the whole thing. I can't believe he actually said those words.
Well, those lies I tell you that are documented on video, those aren't happening.
Right.
That's not happening. You know, those things that Putin said in the press conference that we eliminated from our readout, that didn't happen.
Right.
No, that's not what you saw on tape when you heard him say it and you heard the interpreter say, I helped you with the election. I was for you. No, that was your imagination. That would never have happened.
And, you know, he said it, the context. You want to know the context in which he said it? Because I have the whole clip. It's a 2 minute long clip. But it's as he was bad mouthing the media. Here's the context, and even in the context, it's even worse. I think it's coming. Here we go.
I mean, I saw a piece on NBC today, NBC, not just CNN. CNN's the worst, but I saw a piece on NBC. It was heart-throbbing.
Heart-throbbing?
They were interviewing people. Yeah. They probably go through 20, and then they pick the one that sounds like the worst. But they went through a group of people. In fact, I wanted to say, I got to do something about this Trump. Terrible. And that piece was done by the lobbyists and by the people that they hire.
The people that they hire?
It was a total setup.
Uh-huh.
This country is doing better than it's ever done before economically.
Bullshit.
This is the time to take off the ripoff of tariff. We have to do it. You know, other countries have tariffs on us. So when I say, well, I'm going to put tariffs on them, they all start screaming, he's using tariffs. China charges us when we make a car 25% tariff. We charge them 2.5%.
China doesn't export any cars to us. They don't make cars, or at least they don't send them here.
Similar things with other countries, like the European Union. They're a big abuser. But it's all working out. And just remember, what you're seeing and what you're reading is not what's happening. And I'll tell you, I have so many people that are so in favor, because we have to make our country truly great again. Remember, make America great again, and then in 2.5 years it's called keep America great. So the way we keep America great is to make at least reasonable, I'm not saying at least reasonable, at least fair trade deals, not stupid trade deals like we've put up with for 25 years. So we're changing it, and we're changing it rapidly.
So that was the context, and he still makes no sense. The man just rambles, and how anybody can applaud him, it turns my stomach.
Daddy, can I sell my clothing line again? Daddy?
Kyle Griffin of MSNBC producer, he said, America's last flatware maker was invited to the White House for Trump's Made in America event. Guests dined with spoons that were made in China.
Of course they did.
Daddy, why aren't the spoons made in China?
I've got to keep doing her. She's yes. so easy.
Yes.
Daddy.
Doesn't hurt my throat or anything.
Good.
Daddy. Daddy. Come sit with me, please.
Okay. Phil Madden, I could go there so easily. You know that I could go there.
Yes, I do. I know.
It's way too easy to go there. Mm-hmm. Phil Mattingly of CNN said, McConnell noting that the Senate is looking at the Rubio Van Hollen bill as part of its new hearing leg push on sanctions, said, the Russians better quit messing around on our elections. I want to make that perfectly clear. The Russians better quit messing around with our elections.
Yeah, because...
And so I said, this reminded me of an old Robin Williams joke. In England, if you commit a crime and the police don't have a gun and you don't have a gun, it's like if you commit a crime, the police say, stop, or I'll say stop again. That's what McConnell, stop. Uh-huh. I don't have a gun, but stop.
Daddy, he doesn't have a gun. Can I give him mine? Daddy, it says Trump on it. It's branded. I love you, Daddy. Love you.
Oh, God. Daniel Dale, I'm going to just punctuate everything with Ivanka.
Okay.
I can
come
do it too.
By me.
Hi, Dan.
We'll do Ivanka and Ivanka.
Oh, God.
Daniel Dale. Almost forgot. Trump debuted his Make Our Farmers Great Again merchandise a day before his administration announced it was bailing farmers out that he's hurting.
He really
he's
did
hurting.
Make our farmers
yes.
great.
Yes, he had hats for them. Oh, and then God. It was also the day before that, Huckabee S said they politicized and in some cases monetized their public service.
Right.
And she was talking about the yep. people that were going to get their things revoked. Their,
yep, the security clearance.
Thank you. So he's monetizing the little hats.
He's monetizing everything. And meanwhile, they're all made in China.
Daddy, can I have one of those hats that was made in China? Daddy, I'm losing my voice. Can you tell?
No, I can't tell because you always talk so softly. Uh-huh.
Daddy, I'm losing my voice. Can you tell? Daddy.
Okay. Chelsea Handler. I've got to get her down. Chelsea Handler. Ivanka Trump.
Ivanka
is shutting down her fashion brand to spend more time not helping reunite families separated by her father.
Yes. And by the way, speaking of that, tomorrow is the deadline. And there's something like 430 some odd parents that have already been deported and their kids are here and they're never going to get their
right.
kids back.
Right. They made their own rules. They didn't have any way of planning any of this.
Mm-hmm.
They had it was total chaos. They just wanted to get brown people out of the country.
Yep.
They threw them in prisons. They threw them in cages.
Yep.
They got rid of them. They deported them. They didn't care who they ripped from whose arms. They didn't care that little children were being abused and hurt and sleeping on a cold floor in an ice box. They didn't care about any of that. And then when they got called out by a judge, they couldn't do what they're supposed to do to reunite because they didn't care enough to care.
Say it.
Oh,
it,
one last one here,
disgusting.
And then we can get crazy together. Okay, well. This is from The Hill, Jordan Carney. Flake / Coons trying to pass resolution backing up IC's findings on Russia's 2016 election interference. Senator Perdue objects, calling it a political distraction.
Oh, give me
tried
a
to
break.
Pass it last week, and Cornyn
blocked
it that time.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Oh.
Daddy, I think the public's getting mad at you, but I'll make you feel better, okay?
Yeah,
come here.
That's creepy.
Your daddy.
Let
God,
me sit on your lap.
I'm making myself sick.
Yeah. And did you hear what Paul Ryan said when he was asked yesterday about Trump's threat to take away security clearance from former intelligence officials?
I did, but I totally forgot.
Here. What? Hold on. Let me turn this down.
Some former national security officials who still hold them and who have made political remarks. Is it dangerous to go down that road?
I think he's trolling people, honestly.
He's trolling people.
Yes. Yes, I tweeted about it.
This is something that's in the purview of the executive branch. I think some of these people have already lost their clearances. Some people keep their clearances. That's something that the executive branch deals with. It's not really in our purview.
It's not in our purview, but they're trolling people.
The president's a troll, everybody. What can we do about
and
it? Nothing.
We knew that.
Daddy's a troll.
Yes. An orange troll. with, you know, Daddy, that troll hair. You know the hair on those troll dolls?
Yes, yes. Daddy, I'm going to make my hair like that, okay?
Okay. All right. With that, we are out of time. Laffy, thank you for bearing with us and coming on a Wednesday.
Thank you, too. Oh, it's okay. My doggy just woke up and he's jumping on me.
Oh, perfect. All right.
Yeah.
Go give Hammy some kisses. I've got Jackson barking because it's thundering outside. So he barks at the thunder, which is always lovely this time of year.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Okay. Well, have fun.
Okay. We'll be back tomorrow with Howie Klein because that's what we do on Thursdays. Yay. It's Thursday already tomorrow. Woo. Thank you for listening. Thanks for bearing with my absence yesterday, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.